here's the question. According to the book of Revelation, is the Antichrist ready to take world domination at this time? We know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is soon to come, so does this not mean that the Antichrist will make himself known very soon? Thank you. I will listen each and every Wednesday for Jimmy's answer. I truly want to know this. Ron from Salem, New Hampshire. Well, thanks, Ron. Appreciate that email. And we appreciate all the questions that come in. This is a very timely question. We're excited about the prospect of answering something that you want to know about prophecy. So, Ron, I hope you're listening in right now. If you have your Bible, all of you, turn to the book of Daniel chapter 7 momentarily. We'll also check out Revelation chapter 13. I want you to notice every time we have an answer to one of your questions, we want to take you to the book, the Word of God, the Bible, and the prophetic chapters of God's Word deal with the questions that we have coming in here to Prophetic Perspective. Now, we're thinking about the Antichrist. And basically, if we're so close to the coming of Jesus Christ, is it about time for the Antichrist to appear? That's the gist of the question. Let me tell you, Daniel chapter 7 is dealing with a prophecy about the kingdom and all the kingdoms that will lead up, the kingdoms of the Gentile world that will lead up to the appearance of Antichrist. This is a dream that Daniel has, and I can't deal with the entire chapter of Daniel 7. Remember, it was a lion which represented the Babylonian Empire, and then he had in his dream the appearance of a bear which represents the Medo-Persian Empire, and then he had the leopard who appeared in his dream, and that was the Grecian Empire. And then in verse 7 of chapter 7, he sees the fourth beast, a dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly beast, and it had great iron teeth, and devour and break in pieces and stamp the residue with its feet, all the rest of these empires that had been in existence. And out of this, this last and fourth and terrible beast had 10 horns. And then it says in verse 8, Daniel 7, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Now, I don't have to interpret that, because if you have your Bible open, Daniel interprets it himself. Look over in verse 23 of the book of Daniel, chapter 7. Verse 23, it says, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth. Now, we know that was the fourth Gentile kingdom, which is the Roman Empire that comes into existence after the other three. It will be diverse from all the kingdoms, and it shall devour the whole earth. That's exactly what it did. And it shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom, let me just remind you, the Roman Empire never divided into 10 parts. It did, after a number of years, divide into two parts, the West and the East, the West headquartered in Rome, the East headquartered in Constantinople. But it never divided into 10 parts. So here we have quite of a problem, the 10 horns out of this kingdom, but it explains it in verse 24 what these 10 horns are. The 10 horns are 10 kings that shall arise, shall come to power, and another shall come to power after them. And he, this is referring to the Antichrist, let me keep reading, I'll understand why when we read, shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings, and he, the Antichrist, shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints. Well, that is the appearance of the Antichrist coming out of these 10 kings. We're talking about the revived Roman Empire. Isn't it interesting? Now, the Israeli government has given an open door to the European community, which I believe is the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire to come into Israel to get involved in the process. Chapter 13 of the book of Revelation has detailed information about the Antichrist. It says he comes to power, and in verse 2, if you read it, verse 1 actually says the beast rises up out of the sea. Back in Daniel chapter 7, that's talking about the Gentile world. And then it says that he comes out of the revived Roman Empire. As you study verse 2, verse 2 also says the dragon who is Satan, gives Antichrist his power. Now, let me think about several things with you. Looked at the word. Let's just rehearse what we've thought about from the Word of God. Antichrist is a one-world ruler that comes to power during the tribulation. That's the seven-year period of time that happens after the rapture of the church and before the return of Christ back to the earth to set up his kingdom. He comes to power, listen to me now, after the rapture of the church. You see, Antichrist cannot come on the scene until you have, number one, the ten kingdoms coming together. That's the revived Roman Empire. And then out of that comes forth the Antichrist. He is a king that comes out. He captures three of them. He's an eighth, actually. And he then sets up his rule and reign here on this earth. But it all takes place after the rapture of the church. He comes from the revived Roman Empire, Daniel chapter 7. You know, if the evidence is that the rapture is very soon to take place, and everything we report on this broadcast gives evidence that that is true, then the body of the one that is to house the Antichrist must be alive and well on planet Earth. Chapter 13, Revelation, verse 2 says, "And the dragon shall give him his power." What is going to happen? There will be a human body that will be energized by Satan. Satan giving the power to the Antichrist. He comes to power. He takes over the revived Roman Empire. He is a world ruler taking place after the rapture of the church. Let me give you some evidence that would indicate the soon coming of Antichrist. One of the indicators in the last days when Antichrist comes on the scene will be deception. Book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 24 says that there will be such deception when the Antichrist comes on the scene. He will almost deceive the very elect, those who are believers, with signs, wonders, and miracles. The book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, talks about Antichrist going into the temple that sits in the city of Jerusalem. You know the preparations for the temple. He says when he goes in, he sets himself down as God, and he will be able to get the worship of the world, it says in the book of 2 Thessalonians 2, by signs, wonders, and miracles. Chapter 13 of the book of Revelation, a false prophet, verse 11, comes on the scene. Verse 12, he exercises all the power of the first beast, and then he's causing the world to worship the first beast. Verse 13, he says he does it with wonders. Verse 14, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles. One of the greatest indicators of the soon coming of Antichrist, signs, wonders, and miracles. I did not say that Jesus Christ can't perform miracles today, but what I did say is Satan is capable of performing miracles as well. And with the increase in the signs, wonders, and miracles, it's a deep, deep evidence that Antichrist is very close at hand. To answer your question, Ron, I do believe Antichrist are the human body that will be energized by Satan, that will be manifest as Antichrist is alive and well on planet Earth. I believe as soon as the rapture takes place, those left will see the manifestation of the Antichrist on the scene. So I hope that was an answer from the Word of God that will help you understand where we are in light of the times in which we live.